Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today, we're tackling a topic that feels incredibly current, maybe even a bit sci-fi. But it's creating a very real, very urgent problem for organizations, like right now, the AI data security crisis. We've been digging into a really key source for this, a comprehensive analysis focusing on AI data security. It draws heavily on Varonis's 2025 State of Data Security report, and it paints a pretty stark picture, honestly, of the challenges businesses are grappling with.
Yeah, this source material really pulls back the curtain on a significant issue. So our mission today really is to unpack the core threats AI introduces to data security, and also look at the, frankly, alarming state of preparedness we're seeing across organizations.
Alarming is definitely the word.
Right. And explore the potential consequences if this isn't tackled head on. And most importantly, walk through the concrete, actionable steps companies can actually take to protect themselves. We want to give you a clear, actionable understanding of this new landscape.
Okay, let's dive right in then. The report's executive summary, it just grabs you immediately. This idea of AI as a double-edged sword. You know, huge productivity promises, sure, but the analysis claims it's also unleashing what could be the largest data security crisis in corporate history.
That's a big claim.
It is. And then there's the statistic. 99% of organizations have sensitive data unnecessarily exposed to AI tools. 99%. That number is just wow.
What's really striking there is the scale it represents. I mean, the Varonis analysis wasn't just theoretical. They looked at data from 1,000 real-world IT
A
environments.
thousand, okay.
Yeah. So that 99% figure, it suggests this isn't some niche problem. It's practically universal exposure. And the report doesn't really pull punches. It states this level of exposure makes data breaches not a matter of if, but when.
Right. If but when, that signals a pretty fundamental shift in the threat landscape, doesn't it?
It really does. It changes how we have to think about threats fundamentally.
So, what is it about AI specifically that makes it such a different kind of data security risk compared to, you know, what we've dealt with before?
Well, the report uses this great analogy. It pictures AI systems like copilots, AI agents operating like digital vacuum cleaners.
Digital vacuum cleaners.
Exactly. They're designed to hoover up and process vast amounts of data to be helpful, right? But in doing that, they often get access that goes far beyond their intended scope.
Okay. That makes sense. So that digital vacuum cleaner nature is really the heart of the problem then. It means these tools, just doing their job, can inadvertently scan, access, and maybe expose incredibly sensitive stuff.
Precisely. And the source lists the kind of data at risk. We're talking employee salary info, confidential R&D, proprietary source code, customer personal information, detailed financial records, sensitive comms. It's basically, you know, the crown jewels of any company.
Yeah, absolutely. The crown jewels. Suddenly visible to a system that wasn't really built for that level of discretion.
And this brings up an important distinction the source makes about the risk types. First, there's the human-to-machine risk.
Okay. Human to machine.
This is where a user, maybe just trying to be productive, makes a seemingly innocent query to an AI assistant, like summarize Project X.
Right, something simple.
Yeah. But if those Project X documents are sitting somewhere that also has confidential salary data, or maybe proprietary algorithms, the AI, trying to be helpful using all the data it can see, could just pull that sensitive info right into the summary.
Wow. Okay. So a seemingly innocent query, as they put it, could expose critical IP or customer data.
Exactly. And then you've got the machine-to-machine risks. This is more about the integrity of the data used to actually train the AI model,
Train the LLMs.
right? The large language models. The report warns that if that training data is corrupted or manipulated, maybe by attackers, it can have catastrophic results. Think about like an AI trained on bad medical data giving flawed
Oh,
diagnoses,
that's scary.
or an AI used for coding that starts embedding malicious backdoors because its training data was poisoned.
Okay, this is where it gets really eye-opening. The Varonis analysis shifts from the concept to the concrete stats, and, well, some are pretty shocking. We already mentioned the 99% sensitive data exposure to AI.
Right, but it goes deeper. The report highlights several other critical exposure points beyond just AI access itself.
All right.
For instance, a staggering 90% of sensitive data in the cloud, including data specifically set aside for AI training, is left wide open, basically accessible.
90% open, serious.
Yeah. And 98% of organizations have unverified applications running. That includes unauthorized or shadow AI tools IT might not even know exist.
Shadow IT, always a problem.
Always. And get this, one in seven organizations still fail to enforce multi-factor authentication. you know, MFA.
Still. Wow, that feels like table stakes now.
You'd think so. But yeah, across critical cloud and SaaS apps makes account takeovers way easier. And 88% have ghost users.
Ghost users, like old accounts.
Exactly. Accounts for former employees, contractors, still active, still with access permissions, forgotten back doors, just waiting.
Man. Okay, so the report calls this whole mix a universal vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And confirmed that 100% of the organizations they looked at were inadequately prepared, not just for AI, but for the current landscape.
Mm-hmm. It really shifts the perspective. This isn't just some IT checklist item. It's framed as an existential business risk.
Yeah, I see why.
And the report is clear, you know, it's not just AI creating new problems. Organizations are already facing what it calls a perfect storm of existing security issues that broaden the attack surface.
Right. You mentioned the complexity of multi-cloud, the shadow IT, those ghost users.
The MFA gaps, yeah. All these fundamental issues.
It's like these existing vulnerabilities just get amplified massively when you layer AI on top.
Precisely. And the analysis then looks at how this perfect storm with AI mixed in hits different industries. Healthcare, for instance. The risks aren't just patient data exposure, which is obviously a huge IPA issue, but also the potential for manipulated clinical data used in AI research. That could affect medical advancements.
Wow. Okay, that's a whole other level.
And financial services. They've got immense regulatory pressure already. Adding AI for trading or customer service brings new data exposure points alongside those compliance headaches.
Sure. And tech companies must be terrified about source code leaks.
Absolutely. Their core IP. Yeah. And manufacturing, research companies, losing trade secrets, competitive advantages if their AI accesses, and maybe leaks process data.
So, okay, given this perfect storm, these specific AI risks, what happens if companies just, I don't know, don't act or don't act fast enough?
Well, the source spells out the consequences, and none are good. You've got the direct financial hit first. Average data breach cost over $4.45 million globally now.
$4.5 million average.
Average. Plus regulatory fines, legal costs, maybe compensating customers.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up fast.
And that's just the direct cost, right? There must be indirect consequences too.
Oh, absolutely. And they can be even more damaging long term. We're talking permanent loss of competitive advantage if your R&D gets out. Severely damaged brand reputation, customer trust evaporating.
Yeah, reputation's huge.
A drop in market valuation, major operational disruption. I mean, it can literally halt your business.
Plus, you mentioned the regulatory side, the compliance nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Ignoring this level of data exposure, especially with known vulnerabilities like weak access or no MFA, it's just asking for violations. Massive GDPR fines in Europe, IPI penalties in healthcare, SOX issues for public companies.
And probably others specific to different industries.
Exactly. The report makes it crystal clear, inaction isn't just risky, it's incredibly expensive and legally dangerous.
Okay. So the situation is pretty serious, maybe even dire for some. But the good news is the source doesn't just leave us there, right? It proposes a way forward.
Yes, thankfully. It lays out a strategic approach built on three core pillars. Pillar one is blast radius reduction.
Blast radius reduction. Okay, like damage control beforehand.
Exactly. Minimizing potential damage proactively. Key strategies here include implementing zero trust architecture.
Zero trust. Okay. Assume nothing is safe.
Pretty much. Verify everything. Applying least privilege principles so users and systems only get the exact access they need, nothing more. Regular access reviews to clean up permissions, comprehensive data classification so you actually know where sensitive data lives.
Knowing where it is seems pretty fundamental.
You'd be surprised how often that's lacking. And micro-segmentation, breaking the network into small, isolated zones to contain breaches if they happen.
Okay, pillar one, reduce the potential damage. What's pillar two?
Pillar two is continuous monitoring and governance. This is all about real-time visibility and control. It involves things like automated access governance, using behavioral analytics to spot weird activity.
Like unusual data access patterns.
Exactly. Real-time threat detection, which, funnily enough, can actually be AI-powered itself. Continuous compliance monitoring. And having a solid, tested incident response plan before you need it.
Right. Don't want to be figuring that out during a crisis. Okay. Pillar three.
Pillar three is AI-powered security solutions, basically fighting fire with fire.
Using AI to defend against AI-related threats.
And other threats, too. Yeah. Using AI for automated vulnerability remediation, predictive threat intelligence to see attacks coming, intelligent access controls that adapt, automated compliance reporting, security orchestration to coordinate everything so the pillars work together.
Hmm.
reduce the chance and impact, Pillar 1, watch constantly, Pillar 2, and use advanced tech, including AI, to do it better, Pillar 3.
That makes sense. A layered approach. Does the report offer, like, a practical way to start implementing this? It sounds like a lot.
It does. It provides a roadmap, starting with Phase 1, assessment and discovery, crucial first step. Figure out what data you have, where it is, what AI tools are touching it, including that shadow IT, and find your current weak spots.
Okay, assessment first, then what?
Phase 2, immediate risk mitigation. This is about quick wins.
Yeah.
Emergency controls, rolling out MFA everywhere, cleaning up those ghost user accounts, patching known vulnerabilities. Basically, stop the bleeding.
Right, the low-hanging fruit, security-wise.
Exactly. Then Phase 3. Comprehensive security implementation. This is where you deploy the big strategic stuff. Setting up zero trust, implementing advanced monitoring, bringing in those AI security tools, and really importantly, comprehensive employee training.
Training, yeah. That keeps coming up.
Because it's idle. And finally, Phase 4, continuous improvement. Security is never done. This means regular reassessments, staying updated on threats, evolving your tech, refining compliance constantly.
Okay, that roadmap seems logical. Assessment, quick fixes, big implementation, then keep refining. Did the report mention specific best practices within those phases, like for data governance?
It did. For data governance, it stresses clear classification standards, enforcing least privilege access, having smart data retention policies.
So you don't keep sensitive stuff forever if you don't need it.
Precisely. And maintaining detailed audit trails. Who accessed what when? Accountability.
Makes sense. What about for AI-specific measures?
Critical points there include validating the AI models themselves, make sure they do what you think they do safely, rigorously protecting the training data from manipulation. That's huge. Establishing secured prompt design practices, prompt engineering, guiding users on safe interaction.
So telling people how not to accidentally ask for the secret sauce.
Basically, yeah. And monitoring AI outputs specifically to check if sensitive data is leaking out.
And organizationally. Beyond the tech.
Organizationally, it's about clear guidelines for AI use, strict vendor management for third-party AI tools, AI-specific incident response plans, because these breaches might look different. Again, regular employee training. The source really hammers this. Human error is a leading cause of breaches. Informed employees are your first line of defense.
It really sounds like a multifaceted challenge tech process, people.
Definitely. And looking ahead, the report also touches on future threats. It gets even more complex. It warns about things like advanced persistent threats, APTs, specifically targeting AI systems.
Sneaky long-term attacks.
Yeah, AI poisoning attacks, manipulating AI in real time, AI-powered deepfakes, and super convincing social engineering.
That's already getting scary.
It is. And further out, the potential threat from quantum computing breaking current encryption.
Yeah.
You just started thinking about post-quantum cryptography now, plus securing newer things like edge AI and federated learning, new paradigms, new challenges.
Wow. Okay. This all sounds incredibly layered, requires deep expertise. Does the report address the fact that most companies probably don't have all this specialized knowledge in-house?
It does, yeah. Particularly in the FAQ section. It notes that this combo of cutting-edge AI understanding and deep data security architecture is pretty rare internally for most organizations.
So what's the suggestion then?
Well, it highlights the practical role of professional technical support, engaging external experts. They can provide comprehensive assessments you might not have the tools for, help with custom implementation tailored to you.
Provide 24/7 monitoring, perhaps.
Exactly. Manage complex compliance, deliver that specialized training. The benefits highlighted are accessing specialized knowledge, efficiency, potentially being cost-effective versus building it all yourself, and crucially, staying current with rapidly evolving threats.
Right. Staying current seems key here. Things are moving so fast. Wow. Okay. That really was a deep dive. The Varonis-based source material paints this stark, undeniable picture. Widespread sensitive data exposure to AI isn't just some future risk. It's happening right now, impacting pretty much everyone.
Yeah, those stats, 99% exposed, 100% inadequately prepared. They're genuinely eye-opening. It just underscores how fundamentally AI changes the whole data security equation.
It really does. But the good news, as you said, is that the source provides a clear framework. Those three pillars, the implementation roadmap, the best practices, it shows that while the threat is huge, there are actionable strategies.
Absolutely. It's not about, you know, avoiding AI altogether. That ship has probably sailed for most. It's about implementing it securely with that security by design approach the source talks about.
Security by design, yeah. Building it in, not bolting it on later.
Exactly. And recognizing that sometimes you might need expert help to navigate this complex territory properly.
It makes sense. It requires real diligence, specific expertise in this new threat vector, and being proactive, not just reactive.
Precisely. The old ways aren't quite enough anymore.
So thinking about this for you, our listeners, the source presents this world of rapid vulnerability alongside potentially powerful security solutions. It really makes you pause and think, doesn't it? Given how quickly AI can expose data, maybe with just one bad prompt, and how many organizations are apparently exposed right now, is the pace of security implementation actually keeping up with the pace of AI adoption?
That's the critical question, isn't it?
It really is. Something to definitely consider as you navigate the AI landscape in your own context. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the AI data security crisis. We hope it's given you some valuable insights and maybe some actionable knowledge, too.